Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Here is Stella Bronson to commence another episode of Office Wife.
Thank heaven this is Friday afternoon at last. I thought this job Jeff and I have been doing would kill me. We've finished it on time, and that's that. When Marcia tangled up over Benny Puller's account so terribly, I thought we'd never get them straightened out. It's been more than hard trying to work with Jeff here in my own office. Because all the time I've been thinking about... Well, I suppose you could call it the confession I have to make. Jeff has to be told the truth about Harry Palmer. That rotter who's been posing all this time as his best friend. It's going to finish me with Jeff forever. No two ways about that. Oh, well, that's my own fault. It's all in the game, I guess.
Hey, wake up there, Stella. Don't you want to smoke?
Thanks.
Where were you, Siberia?
Actually, Jeff, you don't know how apt that is. I was contemplating a sort of spiritual salt mine. And if I do the right thing, that's where I'll very soon be.
Now, don't talk rot, Stella. Will Benny be much longer? He asked us to wait, but... It's getting on for 5, and I want to get along and meet Marcia.
Wish I could come, too. Oh, isn't it glorious to relax?
Well, actually, we've done a darn good job.
You mean you have?
Don't let's start wallowing in mutual compliments.
Oh, you waited. Sorry to keep you hanging about.
That's all right, Mr. Fuller.
Now, listen to me, you two. I don't swing praise about haphazardly, but you've done a thundering good job of work... And there's nothing I'd like better than a smart operator. So you want to go home, eh?
That's the general idea, boss.
Okay. If I could buy you a drink, I would. But my auditors are coming in to start right away. They'd be working over the weekend. You better take Stella under your wing, Pilgrim.
He can't. He's meeting Marcia.
Eh? Oh, it's too bad. Well, off you go. You'll hear from me on Monday, Jeff. And if you want some of that scrip I mentioned the other day, I'll get it for you.
At a few points under the market?
There he goes again. All right, you'll get it under the market, and bajinka, you've earned it. Off to you, Miss Bronson.
I do have one tired, Marcia. What do you say to an early night?
I don't mind.
I suppose we should have gone to the pictures or something. Darling, I'd have been nodding all the way through.
I said I didn't mind, Jeff.
What is it, Marcia? What are you so unhappy about?
Oh, well, Jeff, I'm only human. We've been talking about how you and Stella got through all that stupendous amount of work, and it should have been you and me.
Oh, I don't see why. Benny pulled a peser to work for him.
Yes, but I messed it up and made extra difficulties. You had to go to Stella to get out of it. It's always Stella who seems to take precedence over me somehow. I hate it, Jeff.
Oh, really? Not tonight, Marcia. There's a dear.
I can't help it. I'm not jealous of her in the ordinary sense, not anymore. But she always seems to be just around the corner waiting to get between us.
Do you know what I am, Marcia? I'm a tactless, mutton-headed ass. I should have had enough sense to shut up about Stella. All the time I've been patting myself on the back and not even thinking of you. Sorry, darling.
When will you understand how I feel, Jeff? Not what I say or how I behave or what expression I'll put on for a specific occasion, but how I feel.
I'm afraid that's clean over my head.
Well, why should you have to cover up for Stella? When you do, she's closer to you than I am. Oh, Jeff, don't you see?
Frankly, no.
Oh, what's the use? You did it just then. You said you have Stella on your mind. Sharing something with her like your success today. But you mustn't tell me about it. You have to keep it shut away from me, so as poor little Marcia won't be hurt or put out. Oh, I could scream. It gives me such a feeling of frustration.
Are you sure Stella doesn't give you an inferiority complex?
Jeff, I'm your wife and I love you. God knows I love you. But half the time, Stella Bronson makes me feel as if I'm only on the sidelines.
What's the time? 8:25. I think you need an early night more than I do, Marcia.
I need something. I have a dose of sleeping pills, perhaps.
Marcia, I will not have you talking like that. Hang it, I'll take it.
Whoever it is, we're not going out.
Hello?
Jeff? Listen, don't say a word, just listen. Something absolutely appalling's happened. I must see you immediately. Be careful what you say.
Well, can't you tell me anything more than that?
Not on the phone. Is Marcia with you?
Yes.
This is no gag, Jeff. I simply have to see you. You're in an awful spot, as far as I can tell. Now, where can I see you and when? You'll have to lie to Marcia.
That's out of the question.
Who is it, Jeff?
It's all right, darling. I'll be with you in a minute.
Quickly, where can I see you?
Well, you better make your own arrangements, I suppose.
I'll be waiting for you at the corner of Hackett and Adelaide Street. And if you're not there in half an hour, I know you're not coming. But for your own sake, Jeff, you must.
Okay, I'll be seeing you.
What on earth was that, Jeff? You sounded vague.
Marcia, I have to go out for 10 minutes.
But where? Can I come too?
I can't explain, and I must go by myself.
What is it? Jeff, what's the matter? You look scared.
I am scared. I'll tell you what it's all about as soon as I possibly can. But right now, I have to go out.
Stella, here.
Okay, Kevin, you turned up. Open the door for me.
Now, don't beat about the bush, Stella. That phone call of yours shook me down to my uppers. What's the matter?
I'll make it brief. There's trouble for you of the worst possible kind.
Well, tell me, what sort of trouble?
Let me get it straight. After you left tonight, I went back after dinner to collect something I'd left in my desk. I ran into Benny Puller, coming down to let Tressida Bendigo in. And I could feel at once there was something up. The atmosphere was deadly, murderous.
Come on in, Tressida. Hold tight to your hat. You've an embezzler in your organization, and you don't have to take two looks to see who it is.
I've what in my organization?
Was that you, Miss Bronson? What are you doing back here?
I left the contract in my desk. Oh, good evening, Mr. Bendigo.
Miss Bronson?
Is there anything I can do? I'm free tonight if you want me.
Maybe you better come into my office, too. Here's a fine state of affairs. And it's open and shut. I've never seen anything like it. All right. Take a chair, Tressida. I've got all the necessary papers here to show you.
That Haggard fellow, you said embezzler. In my firm?
I'm not cracking jokes. And here's where we stop. The first thing my chaps noticed when they opened the books tonight was an account for a chap at Port Kensitor, a chap named Joseph Barker, purporting to be my shipping agent. There you are. Save yourself.
Well, what's wrong with that?
I have no Port Kensitor agent. Far as I'm concerned, Joseph Barker doesn't exist.
Benny, I don't like this.
You don't like it? Now, the next step. Two open checks have gone through the account for this fellow Barker, totaling £3,800 all told.
Yes, I remember. I questioned that.
Here's a notation specifying open checks for Barker. Here are two initialed, checked, authorized invoices on the strength of which the checks were drawn.
I don't have to ask whose initials they are.
Jeff Pilgrim.
Jeff Pilgrim. How much you out, Puller?
I told you, 3,800.
I'll give you my personal check right now.
Don't be silly, Tressida.
No, I insist. Don't argue, please.
Please, if I can say something. This all sounds like a revolting joke.
I'd forgotten you were here.
So had I. Fuller, what about it?
Huh?
I said, what about it?
Yes, sure. Miss Bronson, you'd better leave, I think.
The building?
If you wouldn't mind, Miss Bronson.
Certainly, gentlemen.
And I still say it's someone's idea of a disgusting joke. That's all it can be.
Is that all?
That's everything, Jeff. What are you going to do?
I'm going home to tell Marcia. Stella, thank you. I don't know how to say it. I've never kissed you of my own accord, but here's one I really mean. You're 100% nice and real.
Oh, my darling.
That you, Jeff?
Yes, sir.
Where have you been?
Does it matter?
The Brunson girl?
Yes.
I want to talk with you. I haven't sworn out a complaint, and what you have to say will govern whether I do or not. Marcia's in her room. Now then, tell me in words of one syllable. What's the idea of swindling Puller out of £3,800? Well?
Do in a case like this? No? Throw punches? Or just have a good stiff drink? Neither, I guess. Just collect your thoughts and pray. I don't know how it happened, but Jeffrey Adrian Pilgrim, old boy, you're in it. Right up to the neck.
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.